Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Ask Anything presented by Mosher Consulting. I'm your host, Angel Leon, Mosher's Director of Personnel. We're glad you're with us for this episode of Ask Anything, and with us today is John McConda, one of Mosher Consulting's principal consultants. Today, we will be talking about AI and how AI could be judgment day for testers. And I got to say, AI is one of my favorite topics at the moment, so I'm glad we're talking about this. I am like super in on AI. But first, let me talk about John. John is a principal consultant and serves as a technology lead for quality engineering here at Mosher Consulting. He has been working in software quality and testing for over 20 years and is a speaker, writer, and teacher on software quality topics. John, it's great to have you with us on Ask Anything and talk about AI and how it affects testers in the tech world. We've talked about AI before on our show, but never really to the scale of this topic, how it immediately affects one specific role. We've generalized what it could do for many positions, but never really drilled down on a subject that's impacting someone directly. So before we get into all that, let me welcome our guest, John McConda. John, how are you?
Great. Thanks, Angel. It's nice to be here. It's my first time on the Mosher podcast, so I'm excited to be here.
Well, we appreciate your time, and thank you again for joining us to talk about AI, which is, I feel, a hot button topic everywhere you kind of turn your head right now. So let's start with the basics before we dive into AI. What is a tester in the tech world? What do they do and what kind of tools do they use?
Software testing, it gets a lot of names. So you'll see things like QA, which stands for quality assurance, or you'll see QE, like quality engineering. You'll see QC, like quality control, but we're really, I like the term tester because I think it describes more of what we're doing. I mean, we definitely help with quality. You know, when we test, we are testing the software. We're not building the software. So I like the idea of calling it testing just as a general term. Now there's a lot of specifications or as far as specialties out there where you'll have people that do automated testing, for one thing. That's kind of one specialty. And talking about tools, use testing tools for that. So test automation, you can use tools that will interact with the GUI. Selenium is one of the popular tools for that. So there's some people that specialize in that. And that does require coding skills, things like that. Of course, you've got testing managers that manage the test people. As a consultant, I kind of wear a lot of different hats. Test management, I've done test automation. There's also performance testing where you use tools to make sure that a particular application can handle a certain amount of users at the same time. So there's kind of a broad spectrum of different roles that a tester can play in software.
So in the past, what kind of challenges have testers faced, like what they're facing now with AI? Is there such a thing of a challenge in the past?
There is. And I go into that in my article that I just wrote. But there's been a lot of different challenges. There's been conference topics that the title has been, is testing dead? And so a lot of people will proclaim that testing is dead. And I've heard this for 20 years or so, but at first it was the tools that I mentioned that was going to make testers obsolete, where you have the test automation. But the problem is that we're creating software for humans. We're not creating it for robots or for computers. So I don't believe the test automation is ever going to take away the role of the tester. Another threat has been agile. Now, agile shouldn't be a threat. I think agile is a great thing. And I use Agile, I teach Agile. So I'm definitely on board with Agile, but there's been some proponents that would say, well, you don't need testers anymore. And again, it goes back to the automation. Well, we're going to automate all the tests. Developers are going to do all the testing. The product owner is going to do all the testing. So that's been another challenge as well.
I want to kind of dive a little bit into automation, because obviously we're going to talk about AI here in a second and what really are the challenges that AI pose to testers. But with automation, I guess my question is why we still need testers, human testers, even with automation. I read some of that. I read your article. Why did people think automation was going to bring such a threat to testers?
Well, there's a few reasons for that. Some of it ends up being political, because you see testing that, you know, we're not part of the group that is creating, or at least it's seen that way. You know, we're not gathering the requirements. We're not actually developing the code. And so a lot of times you'll have management that wants to, they try to eliminate cost. And that's one of the first places they look. Testing is costing too much. It takes too much time. How can we automate this? How can we, you know, take away all of this what they perceive as overhead? But what we're really doing is contributing to the quality of the software, the product. And again, that gets into areas that only humans can do. And, you know, testers are using the product like a normal human would. We're not following a pre-programmed set of steps. When we're doing that, we are making sure that it's fit for use, that a person using the software is able to do it in the best way possible, that it meets all of their needs. And I don't think that you can find that in an automated tool. But, you know, it's a lot of things, you know, other than political reasons. I think in a technical world, we're always trying to find a technical solution. One of the things that I've seen with this, it's been a while now, but Microsoft Vista was a good example of that, because Microsoft was kind of on a kick there of automating most of their testing. And what we saw with Vista is like, well, it might have been technically working the way they wanted it to, but it wasn't really fit for the user, at least most of the users that first tried the product. So that's kind of what we're getting at when we're talking about the tester's role and ways that it's been challenged, but these are kind of the ideas that I think why it can't be automated.
Yeah, and I disagree with that notion that you presented about testers being supplanted by just in general, because people think that the overhead, they're just overhead costs. Because how do you get that quality item? How do you get that quality product in the end if you don't have anybody that's really going to do some real world testing on it and knowing how your product is going to look in the end for the consumer?
Right.
So moving on now to AI, what are some of the challenges that AI pose to testers?
So, you know, this is kind of the next level. And one of the anecdotes I have at the beginning of the article, I'm talking about a webinar that I attended. And, you know, most of these webinars are good. I mean, you get some good information, but they're almost always sponsored by somebody who makes a tool. And so you always have the sales pitch that's in there as well. And it just kind of struck me with these particular tools. And I should say, it's not just one tool. It's all of the major tool vendors are that they're kind of advertising their use of AI. So you'll have some that were basically built on top of AI. That was kind of their calling card. But then you have some of the older tools. One example that people in the testing world would be familiar with is OpenText. They used to be HP, they used to be Mercury, but they make a lot of the testing tools. And one of them is called Unified Functional Testing. And, you know, they just added AI to those tools to kind of make an enhanced product. But when I was on this webinar listening to this, they were saying, well, it not only automates the test for you, it actually writes the test for you. So that was kind of a new pitch that I had heard up until that point, because even with test automation, you would normally take a test that a tester wrote to be executed manually, and you would go and program the tool to do those same steps automatically. So what this is doing is it's actually writing the tests instead of a tester doing it manually. And so it goes out into your system and it will write all these tests for you. And then it actually automates them at the same time. So this was kind of even another step of, in some ways, of people saying, well, we can eliminate the tester at this point.
That's an interesting take, because so it does the automation, but it also creates the test instead of having a tester go through the product.
Right. Yeah. It kind of scans the product for you and creates the test. And at least that's the claim.
Right,
You know, there's a lot of different claims with AI in testing, but that's what these new tools claim, most of them.
But you still need an individual to build, right? I want to say build the parameters around that testing, correct?
Right. And again, it goes back to the human factor. And one of my mentors, or one of the people I look up to, his name is Michael Bolton. He's not the singer guy. He's not the Office Space guy. Yeah, that's how he introduces himself. But he's big on on the human factor of testing. And I've learned a lot through him and a lot through my own experience that even if you have somebody or if you have a tool that can go through and create these tests, there's so many parts of the human experience that they're not getting. You know, for example, Bolton had, he came up with a lot of these things. They're called heuristics. They're testing heuristics. And what they are is they're ways that you can tell there's something wrong with the product without having anything to look at, like a specification or requirements. One of those is, does it fit the user's expectations? So you can look at the behavior of a product and you can say, you know, as a user, this isn't meeting the expectations that I would have for this product. Now, even the most sophisticated AI at this point, at least none that I know of, can go in and log a bug that says it's not meeting the user's expectations. I've never seen a computer be able to do that. So that's just one example. There's many more of those that, you know, if you have a trained tester, they don't need any tools except something to write with or type with and the application in front of them. There's 100 tools at our disposal, just in our heads and just on places we can go to look at an application and decide if there's a problem. And then if there's a problem, describing it in a way that a computer couldn't do. That's another point that I make in the article is computers don't write good bug reports. I've seen them and they're barely usable, if at all. You know, the developer needs to know what exactly happened and why it happened and what you were doing. And a lot of times you have to convince the developer or the project manager or the product owner or the BA, it's actually an issue. When you say, you know, this is threatening the quality of the product. This is something that we think customers will look at and say, this decreases my experience or my use of this product. So again, that human element, I think, is always going to be there, whether it's test automation previously or the new improved AI tools that are coming in trying to take the place of that human element.
Well, like you said, you can't teach a computer or an AI to look for those bugs and write a bug report, basically establishing all of the little things that a human tester could probably discern from going through that software and, you know, moving things around, et cetera. So that's mm-hmm. a very interesting thing to watch. So how can testers survive AI?
Basically, by outsmarting the computers, right? So one of the things that, and it's not just me, but others have expressed frustration in the testing world is there's been so many, I think, well-meaning attempts to make our jobs more of a commodity than, I would compare it the difference between manufacturing something and then creating a piece of art. Because when you manufacture something, you're making the same thing, you're making it the same way over and over. And a lot of that comes from what we would call quality control and manufacturing. There's been a lot of attempts to kind of take that idea and put it towards software. I don't think it works because software is something new every time. Even if it's a maintenance release, it's a brand new version. I think these attempts at trying to make it more of a manufacturing, more of a commodity, have kind of put testers in a bad light. When people talk about, well, this is going to take away testing jobs, they're really talking about the jobs that have become commoditized, where you have somebody else writing these test cases or test scripts, whatever you want to call them, and then you just hire somebody to execute these test cases. Well, yeah, a computer could do that. If you gave it a script and said, execute all of these steps, then they could. And I've seen people just in conferences and papers and even in, especially in, I would say, larger companies and medical device companies, things like that, where the idea is that, well, we want things to be structured. We want it to be repeatable. And I understand the sentiment there that we want things to be predictable in some standpoint. But at testing, what you're trying to do is you're trying to mitigate risks. So you're trying to mitigate the unpredictable, not the predictable, the less valuable we are.
And I think you bring up a good point about the predictable and unpredictable, because as you were mentioning with AI, you can sort of kind of be predictable because, like you said, you need to give it the parameters. You need to tell it to execute these things and it'll do it for you. But then what happens with that unpredictable part of it? What happens when you make a wrong choice and then the computer does not know what to do in that instance? A tester might do. And so they might jot that down as, I made this mistake knowingly, And so this is how the software interacted with me, and this is what I got back. Versus when you're telling AI, run these processes with these parameters, they're going to do just that. And they're probably not, it's probably not going to be prepared for that unpredictability.
Right. It's just going back to being able to adapt to the behavior that you're seeing and then being able to translate that into something like a bug report or being able to convince someone that this behavior is inconsistent. It's something that a user is not going to like. They're not, it's
Right.
going to decrease the quality of the product. And having those conversations, pointing that out, again, that's just something even AI is not capable of doing.
Right. So before we go, do you have any advice to someone who maybe is starting out in your field and it's looking around at AI and what they want to do within testing and wondering, am I making the right decision of getting into this field?
I mean, first of all, as with any new technology, it doesn't help to kind of hide under a rock and pretend it's not there. You need to understand it. And again, that's why I was at this webinar that I've initially talked about, is because I wanted to understand the tools and be able to work with them and understand how they work. So I would definitely say understand the technology, even the test automation tools without AI. Learn those tools so that you know how to use them as part of your tool set as a human tester.
Right.
Because I mean, ultimately, when we talk about test automation or we talk about automated testing and manual testing, there's really no such thing. It's even when you do things that are considered manual testing, you're using tools. You're using a lot of different pieces of software to do your testing. And if you are using those as in test automation, then you know, you can take all these things to the table. You can bring these things to the table and kind of stand out as far as testing goes. I mean, you don't, if you're just getting started, you know, you don't want to just be the person who can execute five steps to do a test. You want to be the one that's understanding the product, first of all. I think that's another thing I talk about in the article is really knowing the software and knowing how it works and how it's supposed to work so that you can write better bug reports so that you can execute better tests that way. The other thing I would say is definitely look for mentors in the industry. That's one thing I did starting out and has greatly enhanced what I've been able to do. I'm happy if anybody's listening to this. If anyone wants to reach out to me, they're welcome to, but definitely find other people in the field who you can learn from. And then eventually people that you can teach. There's a lot of good organizations out there as well. So definitely don't try to go at it alone or in a vacuum.
Right. And I was going to ask before we wrap up as well. You mentioned not being alone and not being in a vacuum. How effective do you think it would be for somebody who might be new to the testing field to actually learn some of these new tools with AI and kind of just to start seeing where the technology is going, but at the same time, wanting to develop themselves and maybe get an idea of where they need to go?
Yeah, definitely. I think this, at least for now, these tools are kind of the wave of the future. I mean, it's already here basically, where you see a lot of these firmly entrenched tools, like I mentioned, OpenText tools as using AI. So I think it's definitely something that testers need to learn and to be able to use it. And definitely you can put it on your resume, you know, that I can use AI tools. But you can also come into a situation and prove your worth of using the tool the way that it's, well, I don't know if it's meant to be used that way, but definitely use it in a way that builds the quality of the product.
Right.
So, you know, if you can come in and show that I know the technology, but I also understand what testing is and the human part of it, and kind of put those two together, then I think you're definitely going to stand out in your field.
Yeah, it's definitely going to open up some doors. And with that, John, we'd like to thank you again for joining us on Ask Anything today. We really appreciate your time and thank you for talking about AI. I think that's this is where the world is going. So I think the more we get used to these types of conversations, the better it'll be for everyone.
Yeah, thanks, Angel. It's great to be here.
Thank you for listening in to this week's edition of Ask Anything, presented by Motion Consulting. We hope you enjoyed listening to John McConda talk to us about AI and how it's affecting testers. Join us next time when we continue to dive deeper with our resident experts on what they're currently working on. Remember to send us your ideas or topics via our social media feeds. In the meantime, please remember to give us a rating and subscribe to our feed wherever you get your podcasts. Until then, so long, everybody.